From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, July 9th. I'm Marty Derlin. Nationwide, the pandemic hit artists and arts organizations especially hard, with the loss of more than a million jobs and billions of dollars of revenue. As executive director of the Arts Council of Mendocino County, Alyssa Muir worked to keep the local arts community connected, supported, and informed during the long months of lockdown and shutdown.
The Arts Council's response to this disaster was similar to how we responded to a fire disaster in the past, for example. We created an online resource and response center on our website where we listed relief grants. And, you know, so the Community Foundation had nonprofit relief grants. California Arts Council, the state of California had relief grants. The California Arts Council had the CARES funding from the federal government that they passed on to counties that applied for it. So we applied and we re-granted some of the CARES Act funding. That resource and response page also had just general information, both about the, you know, health department orders, but also information about reopening guides that became available towards the tail end of it. We also collected information there, so there were surveys as various organizations tried to assess the impact on the arts community. We also convened Arts in the Time of COVID meetings that happened every month, and those started off as just a way to keep the community connected to each other because we were all, you know, hunkering down at home, and I was just worried about the isolation, the impact of that isolation on the arts community. So we had these monthly meetings that didn't have an agenda. They were just about coming together. Whatever people wanted to talk about was open. And then as we all sort of became accustomed to the pandemic, there started to be topics that the community requested that we talk about together. So youth involvement in arts organizations was one. We did individual marketing during the pandemic, and that was a partnership one with West Business Development Center. We partnered with the Community Foundation on a sort of, partially it was about listening to the field, and then partially it was about sharing information about grants that we knew about. So some of them were just open about staying connected, and others were more focused. The landscape is still shifting post-pandemic. We've had some organizations close temporarily and reopen in a new space. We've had new organizations open, so it's been sort of a mixed bag, I would say. I think we have a lot of local resilience. We might be a more resilient community than the nation at large, and that's just a sense I have, that we're networked and connected to each other, and just, you know, the arts in general. We're survivors. We know how to solve problems and, you know, pull ourselves out of the muck and move forward. And then at an individual level, you know, there's been such a wide range of responses. Some people treating it as an artist residency program suddenly, where you get to stay home all day and work on your artwork. And I think if you have a basic footing in housing and income, you could do that. There were other people that were just terrified economically and devastated by it and too freaked out to turn to creative pursuits. So I think there was a lot of work made, but then there was a lot of work that wasn't made. Mm-hmm. So it just spans that spectrum.
I asked Alyssa if she experienced any silver linings in the pandemic.
I found them all along. I feel like we've all gone inward in a way that needed to happen. And I don't wish this pandemic on any planet or anything. Like, it's been terrible. And there's been, you know, so much suffering and life lost. The cost was too high, but we still, I think we benefited from really, like, looking at what we're doing as individuals, you know, in the world, and having that time to kind of go inward. Of course, George Floyd's murder in the middle of all of this really forced a reckoning with what we're all doing to ensure that our communities and our organizations are fair and equitable, and I think that is still going on. I think we're probably keeping Zoom. I think in a county like this, it really has allowed the coast to network more with inland, and you know, it's increased participation and attendance. It reduces the amount of driving we're doing, and I think that's fantastic. The online events and online exhibits, the way that we were forced to kind of tackle the technology of, you know, that hurdle, I don't know if we would have done that, but I think that actually has increased accessibility, especially in areas of the county where there's an older population. I'm looking forward to supporting the field as artists look to jump into new retail spaces or start new endeavors. I think this could be seen as an entrepreneurial moment and time. And so, you know, I've got my ear to the ground for what I can help out with, what I can amplify as people get back into pursuing their goals and dreams for the arts in Mendocino County.
For KZYX News, I'm Marty Derlin. For all of our stories plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to our podcasts of local news and public affairs wherever you get your podcasts.